Hey everyone, Nova Lane here and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. The show where we ditch the drama with our devices and reclaim our lives one notification at a time. Now, let's be real, you know that feeling when you pick up your phone, even though you swore you wouldn't? You scroll for minutes, maybe hours, and suddenly you're drained, buzzing with anxiety instead of feeling refreshed. Ever wonder why? Well, today we're diving deep into the science behind how your phone impacts your energy levels. We're talking about those sneaky ways it steals your mojo, leaving you feeling depleted and scattered. So buckle up, because we're about to uncover the truth about your phone addiction and how to break free from its energy-sapping grip. Here are 5 key takeaways that will change how you look at your relationship with that little screen monster. Number 1. The blue light bomb. Remember those late-night scrolling sessions? Yeah, that's where things get tricky. Blue light emitted from your phone messes with your melatonin production, the hormone that regulates your sleep-wake cycle. Think of it as a tiny disco ball in your brain, keeping you wired when you should be winding down. You know what happens when you don't get enough sleep? Fatigue, brain fog, and an overall lack of energy, leaving you feeling like you're running on fumes all day. Number 2. The dopamine rush rollercoaster. Every notification, every like, every comment triggers a release of dopamine, the feel-good hormone. Sounds good, right? But here's the catch. It becomes a vicious cycle. Your brain craves that dopamine hit, so you keep scrolling, chasing that temporary feeling of satisfaction. This constant craving leaves you depleted and unfulfilled in the real world. Number 3. The multitasking myth. We think we're super productive when we juggle emails, texts, and social media while trying to focus on work or a conversation. The research shows multitasking actually drains your energy and reduces your cognitive performance. It's like trying to run multiple marathons at once. You might cover ground, but you're not winning any races. Number 4. The FOMO factor. Feeling left out? Worried about missing something? That's the fear of missing out, FOMO, kicking in. Constantly checking your phone to see what everyone else is up to can leave you feeling anxious and stressed, draining your mental energy. Remember, real life doesn't happen on a screen. Step away from the comparison game and focus on your own unique journey. Number 5. The guilt trip. We're all guilty of this one. That nagging feeling that we should be doing something else, being more productive, or spending time with loved ones instead of scrolling through endless feeds. This internal conflict creates a tension that drains our energy and leaves us feeling frustrated. Let me tell you a story, because sometimes stories just click better, right? Imagine this. Sarah is glued to her phone during a dinner with friends. She's constantly checking notifications, responding to texts, and even scrolling through social media. Her friends try to engage her in conversation, but she seems distracted and distant. By the end of the night, Sarah feels exhausted and drained. She missed out on meaningful conversations with her friends, and she's left feeling guilty for not being present. Sound familiar? This is a classic example of how our phones can negatively impact our energy levels. By constantly checking notifications and engaging in mindless scrolling, we miss out on real-life experiences and connections that truly energize us. Okay, let's recap. Understanding your phone's impact on your energy levels is crucial for reclaiming control over your time and well-being. Remember, blue light disrupts sleep, the dopamine rush rollercoaster leaves you craving more, multitasking drains your cognitive resources, FOMO creates anxiety, and guilt trips make you feel drained. Now here's your call to action. Put down your phone right now. Take a deep breath, stretch, and go for a short walk outside. Connect with someone in person, engage in a hobby that brings you joy, or simply sit in silence and recharge. Remember, you are not defined by your phone. You have the power to choose how it impacts your life. Let's reclaim our energy, one intentional step at a time. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Your Phone is the Villain, where we'll explore the link between screen time and your mental health. Until then, stay energized and empowered.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.